Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh my goodness, the conservatives of the day. Yesterday's liberals, they're so excited. So many of them are just so happy that their prayers were heard. That's what they're saying. Oh, finally, God be praised, they say. After 63 million babies, they're talking about how God be praised for doing for them what they failed to do for themselves. Isn't that crazy? You know what's sick about all of this? Is they never had the right to do it in the first place. Matter of fact, Justice, as they call him, Samuel Alito, said the Constitution makes no reference to abortion and no such thing or right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision. Folks, they never had the right to do it in the first place. So what are you rejoicing over? I mean, and here's the other thing. It's not like they're not putting on another dog and pony show for the American people like they did yesterday. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. And folks, you know, we're being told, and by the way, Mitch McConnell and what you call the right, the Republicans, they're voicing what it is that they're told to voice. They're voicing on the behalf of the enemy, okay? And you just heard that as well. There's going to be riots in the streets. The cities are going to be burned down. Folks, did anybody pay attention to after the Supreme Court decided, as if to suggest that they're the final arbiter, which they are not? The law was never there to give a woman the right to murder the fruit of her choices ever. Deuteronomy 30:19. Never. Never, ever, ever. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9 as well. But isn't it interesting, friends? We heard from the likes, and this is going to get real messy, friends, because there's so much information coming out right now as to what's taking place. Did anybody take the time to notice? Because we have some friends in from Michigan right now, and we took them out for lunch this morning, and there's TVs everywhere. That's how I'm subjected to TV, if ever, okay? And outside of the fact that they're doing nothing but promoting Pride Month, which is illegal in the United States of America, just like abortion is, it was interesting, friends, as I looked around and I seen all the propaganda coming through all the channels. If I looked straight in front of me, there was propaganda. If I looked to the right of me, there was propaganda. If I looked behind me, there was propaganda being played out and pushed out on the American people. It's illegal what they're promoting. Well, so is abortion. But what I wanted to say is I noticed that all the uproar from all of the individuals that say that they have a right to make a choice in killing their baby. Folks, I didn't see more than 20 people in support of killing their babies. And yet here's the mainstream media and the best that you have giving voice to the enemy telling you that they're going to burn down the cities. Hey, we can handle ourselves. They never had the right in the first place. And by the way, the likes of a Mitch McConnell and others in federal and state governments, hey, friends, they are the ones that advocated abortion in the first place, murder in the first place. They were the ones that were partakers of illegally sanctioning what they call a woman's right. They never had the right to do it in the first place. If Americans would take the time to read the Word of God, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Yes, indeed he does. He's also the one that said, thou shall not kill, isn't he? Yes, he is. And our government is premised on common law. That means God's Torah. So if we want to remain free, then we obey his statutes in dealing with the likes of what we see today. But what I want you to pay attention to, there was no one there, hardly, that was shouting down the Supreme Court injustices for their decision. And again, friends, keep in mind, they want you to believe that the Supreme Court is God. They want you to believe that whatever they say goes. But I'm here to tell you, don't get too excited, Americans. Because like yesterday, what did they do? They gave you a victory in New York, saith they, the Supreme Court. And what were they doing behind your back? Circumventing this? They were attempting to undermine through a bipartisan bill to undermine the Second Amendment. Don't you think for one moment that this is not a dog and a pony show? Because I'm here to tell you, friends, it is. It is. When I say that the Supreme Court had no right whatsoever telling a woman that she had a right to murder her baby, it's very clear when I read the U.S. Constitution, namely the Declaration of Independence, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, rights that cannot be taken away, that among these are what? The very first point that is made. Life. Life. Liberty. And the pursuit of happiness in doing that which is right. What's the mainstream media promoting right now, friends? The 10 reactions to overturning Roe versus Wade. Folks, I want to say it, and I'm going to say it 50 times today. They never had the right to murder their baby in the first place. And I want to say this, because in the sight of God, Americans have been accomplices since 1973 concerning every single baby that has been murdered. To the equivalent, we were just told during the break, 63 million babies. Who does the Lord hold accountable for those 63 million babies? The American people. The people that allowed the government to violate and transgress his law in the first place. Because at the end of the day, we, the people, are the government. Listen carefully, okay? Genesis 9:6 tells us, whoso sheddeth man's blood, a child's blood, okay? By man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he him. Who would go ahead and tell a people it's okay to go out and violate God's law by fornicating or committing adultery, then once you conceive, then all of a sudden you kill the fruit of the choice that you made before God? That's called murder, Americans. And guess who's going to be accountable for all of this? The American people are. Hey, I wanted to let you know, the mainstream media and their useful idiots, they wanted you to know that Michael Obama, said Barack Obama three times. Not Michelle, but Michael. Michael Obama wants you to know that she is completely heartbroken. Folks, I'm here to tell you, don't get excited, because you can rest assured there's smoke and mirrors all over the place. They're circumventing something that you haven't seen yet. And don't you think for one moment, all of a sudden, they got it right. Because they didn't, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I had a friend on, and I'll just hold his name right now because this is kind of personal, but I'll let you know publicly. It's interesting, and I don't know why the Lord's bringing this back to me right now and sharing this with you, but I feel that I'm led to do it. I remember about 3 years ago, we were in a conversation, and some things were going down concerning those people that were exposing Planned Parenthood for who they are. And I remember I just went into prayer mode and instantly just started flowing right out of me. And I said, you're going to have the victory. You're going to have the victory. You're going to have the victory. And there was more to it than that, but that he was going to have the victory. Well, this guy's responsible for shutting down literally hundreds of abortion clinics across the country. And that was about 2 or 3 years ago now, and I'm looking at the email even as I speak to you, which is just a confirmation of what the Lord showed us back then concerning this personal conversation. Here we are today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to text him and say, do you remember that word that I was used to give you about 2 or 3 years ago? And we'll see what he has to say about that, but I'm sure he's elated right now. I want to get to something really quick because this is what I want to show you. I just got this. By the way, thank you to my friends that are sending this information to me because it's important that you guys are a part of what is going on here. Now, I need to take this in stride, and like I said, it's going to be messy today. But yesterday I had showed you that it was reported that in a historic win for gun rights, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court rules New York draconian restrictions are unconstitutional. Okay, but I caught this right away, And because I noticed that simultaneously as they were telling you that they had a huge gun victory, we also highlighted the fact that Breitbart did actually. We made reference to a Breitbart article where Senator Mike Lee said the media already had gun control before the senators even did. He said that they were operating at its very worst. Very telling as to who is promulgating this information before it's even given to those that represent we the people. The mainstream media does, which shows you again the CIA's control over their useful idiots within that are continuously deceiving the American people to believe the falsities and the deceptions that are taking place because they're completely fabricated and created out of thin air in so many different ways. Well, I also took the time to show you that simultaneously this was going on, okay? At the same time they told you that the Supreme Court just gave you a victory, right? I just showed you that. Well, the Texas Tribune also highlighted U.S. Senate in 64-34 vote advances bipartisan gun legislation backed by Cronin. Okay? Now, what you're dealing with, folks, are nothing short of a bunch of devils incarnate. John 8:44. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. They've already sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. And what they mean to do is face off with your forefathers. So everything that your forefathers bestowed upon you through your God-given rights, backed by Scripture, the modern-day politician is undermining, right, through policy, your U.S. Constitution. And again, before you forfeit your God-given right, do consider the people that sacrificed themselves to give you the right in the first place. Okay? And John 15:13. But I just had somebody send this to me, and I want you to see this, friends, because they did it again today, didn't they? I just got them telling you smoke and mirrors. They're diverting you. They're distracting you for something that's going on. They never had the right concerning abortion in the first place to legalize it. It's never been legalized. I don't know where people are getting that from because, as Alita said, there is no constitutional provision giving people the right to kill. Okay? And I said, simultaneously, what is happening? Well, the gun control issue, right? Well, somebody just sent this to me. Congress approves gun control bill, Biden to now sign it into law. What's going on, friends? The big victory with what? Huh? Roe versus Wade is overturned. Know what they're doing? Hey, folks, just like the babies were stripped from their ability because there was no law enforced against the criminals, they were stripped of their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Guess what they're doing to you right now, friends? Just like I said, it would be a law unto itself. Galatians 6:7. What are they doing? They're stripping you of your right to protect yourselves the same way that those babies were. Okay? And corruption in government never had the right to do it in the first place. The same way that corruption in government has no right doing this to what as to what they're doing with you right now. It's happening right now, okay? In the face of this major victory that you just got concerning abortion, friends, and overturning Roe versus Wade, simultaneously, just like yesterday, Congress just approved gun control bill, Biden to sign into law. Okay? This is what you're dealing with. This is why I tell you that if you don't lawfully deal with these criminals, every single one of them, you are going to be stripped from your God-given rights. Okay? This is not law, just like abortion's not law. Our representatives have no business meddling in our God-given rights. They're there to uphold them, period, not to strip them away. But what are they doing, friends? They're doing the opposite of what they promised that they would do concerning their oath. Read Numbers 30, verse 2. Also read Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. This is treachery. Is what it is. And treachery means that they're unfaithful in their oath. Either you deal with corruption in governments and quit giving them a pass, because they're not giving you a pass, or else you will be stripped of your God-given rights. There's no in-between. You know, I was having a conversation with one of my friends today, and I said, you know, people are getting excited about this Roe versus Wade. And I said, they're jumping the gun again because we're going to find the pill in the jam sooner or later. Just give it a little time. It's been said that patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And that's what we need to be right now, is patient. Because what is happening, friends, is not the way that it appears. People want to be elated right now. They want to rejoice right now. But pay attention to what's happening. Well, those babies are being what? Released from the fear of a for sure death by the hands of the unlawful, the murderers that are there to take their blood for money, because it is blood money. They are stripping you of your God-given rights. I can't say, and I'm glad it happened during the show, friends, because I knew that there was something going on behind all of this. I knew that when it comes to abortion, I knew that America, you will pay for every drop of blood, innocent blood, that has been shed upon this land. There is no getting out of it. And the fact of the matter is, the Lord has given us mercy at every given level. All the while, the American people, knowing that the politicians are corrupt from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, yet they continuously listen to the word of man, and they threw off the word of the Lord. And now my Bible tells me in Jeremiah 17:5, that those that take heed to the word of the Lord, there's a blessing. And it tells us that there's a curse if we trust in the man of the arm of the flesh. See, Americans, you have chosen to adhere to the arm of the flesh, and you brought a curse upon yourself. You brought a curse upon the land. And now that the baby's 62 million, and you can rest assured, recompense will be to the exact of the 62 million babies that have been murdered in the womb. Now that same government's trying to disarm you, and they're doing it behind this alleged victory that's on the horizon concerning Roe versus Wade. I'm not here to try to rain on anybody's parade, friends, but if you stay in the Word long enough, you're going to start to understand how things work. And if you have eyes to see and you have ears to hear concerning what's going on in this government, if you trust them for one moment, there's something wrong with you. How Americans, going back to the issue of abortion, how Americans even go to sleep at night thinking that this government is looking out for them? I mean, folks, here, point to make. Here, this government is telling you for your safety, putting experimental drugs into your body, as they all the while know that they're committing a genocide, right? Isn't it now what they're doing with this whole issue concerning all these people dropping dead? They're trying to create new names to try to distract people from what they're responsible for. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, right? But who did it fall to? Did it fall to corruption, or did it fall to the people that allowed the corruption? It fell to the people. So will this abortion, and so will this gun control bill. And you can mark the word of the Lord, because this is a law unto itself. That which a man sows, he shall also reap. It rains on the just, and it rains on the unjust. The Lord rains on all of us. If we sow corrupt seed, folks, we're going to reap a corrupt harvest. If we sow righteous seed, we're going to receive and reap a righteous harvest. So which one do you think America deserves? Well, Bradley, this is a good start, is it? 1-866-582-9933. This should have been stopped the day after Roe versus Wade back in 1973, not 40 and 50 years later, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all of my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
On the Republican side of the aisle, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says a court ruling returns the issue of abortion to the states and the American people.
The right to life has been vindicated. The voiceless will finally have a voice. This great nation can now live up to its core principle that all are created equal.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. USA Radio News. Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's doing everything he can to help U.S. veterans captured by Russia. Earlier this week, a Kremlin spokesman said the men, both from Alabama, were involved in illegal activities and firing at Russian troops in Ukraine. Speaking with NBC News, Zelensky saying he's confident they'll be reunited with their families and the story would have a good end. He went on to say he believes Russia is using the captured Americans to pressure the United States to speak directly to Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I want you to listen to this again, okay? So we just heard it again. And again, this is the show is not, and we never usually do. We know what's in heart. I'll throw up stuff up on the screen, and then we'll just let the Holy Ghost throw me in the direction that needs be, or the direction that I need to be thrown in. And I'm talking about Romans 8:14, and I'm also thinking of John 21, when Jesus told Peter, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to, but when you're old, and when you become old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. Well, that's exactly the direction the Holy Spirit leads you, usually in the direction that you don't want to go, or at least the one that you don't feel that you can fit the shoes or empower yourself or enable yourself. No, that's why we have the Holy Ghost, friends. He does for us what we could never do in our own strength. But one of the things that we were just told is the Supreme Court is the final arbiter. Matter of fact, I just did a Google search right before we got back here. And if you want to see this on social media platforms, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page. And or go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. This is the show to do it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So my Google search, I look up the word What did the Supreme Court just do? Okay, what does it mean? I want to see what they're defining this victory as. Well, this is what pulled up. As the final arbiter, an arbiter, friends, is one that decides, or them that decide, the differences in making a distinction between right and wrong. Well, what we're seeing today is these nine unelected devils on the Supreme Court, for the most part, unelected bureaucrats working for the ones that are telling them what they should do and what they shouldn't do. What they're doing is they're taking darkness and they want to throw it out there and saying this is light, and then they take light and then they cover it with darkness and then they reverse the meanings. That's Isaiah 5:20. Folks, that's what you're dealing with today. You need to understand these people are globalists. They're working for special interest groups. It's interesting how they cherry pick the topics as to what they want to weigh in on. And notice how it's always working against the people. It's never a victory for the people. So here's the definition. So what did the Supreme Court just do? This is what pulled up. As the final arbiter of the law, they are not. The court is charged with ensuring that the American people, the promise of equal justice under law. That's exactly right. So when you hear equality, make sure that equality is always brought together with under law. Okay? Equal justice under the law. You hear about equality today? They don't bring in the word law because law condemns what they're calling equality. But going on. And thereby also functions as a guardian and interpreter of the Constitution. No, they are not the interpreters of the Constitution of the United States of America. You know who will tell you that? Attorneys today, no wonder why Jesus damned them, by the way, Matthew 23. But they will tell you that, listen, we make all of our decisions off of a law that's already been set as a precedent. It's called case law. They even operate under administrative law, which is unconstitutional. Do you realize that attorneys today in America, do you realize that they took 400 individuals that just graduated from a law school? And do you know that they were asked, where does law come from? And not one of the 400 that just graduated from law school could tell or give the answer as to where law came from. It comes from the lawgiver, God, right? I want to make a couple points here. I said earlier that our forefathers are facing off today because of the likes of shows like this with the modern-day politicians who are trying to strip your God-given rights away from you, right? Well, it defines, Google does, the Supreme Court as the final arbiter of law. No, they're not. It's their job to discover law and apply law. It's already written. We don't need their misinterpretations. Matter of fact, friends, if you look at the preamble to the Bill of Rights, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. The Bill of Rights, my friends, are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Just wanted to make clear. One more point. We're also being told right now, friends, that the federal government saying to the states, we're gonna basically give you the power to decide the issue of abortion, yay or nay. I didn't know the federal government ever had the power or the right to assume authority that was never given to them by the states in the first place. When I read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, come on, this is common sense information, friends. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. There is no power delegated to our said representatives to tell a woman that she can murder her baby. But this Supreme Court, over the last 40 and 50 years since 1973, has said that a woman has a right to murder her baby. And yet they want you to believe, Google does, that the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of the law? They never had the right to do it in the first place. Now, this is the point I want to make. The states have the authority. The federal government never had that authority. Well, the American people don't know the difference, so let's tell them that the Supreme Court is the final say. Let's get them to believe that whatever the Supreme Court says, it's like the voice of God. I'm here to tell you that's what the American people have taken on. To your own demise, to the demise of 63 million innocent babies that aren't here today because America wanted to take on the voice of man and throw off the voice of God. When Jesus woed Capernaum. I feel the same thing today in woeing America. Woe is a damning. Woe is a damning in this context. The audacity of the American people to sit back and allow nine bureaucrats to say it's okay to murder one baby. Not 62 million. You know, it's funny when I think about it. It's interesting to note that there is 18 governors in our union today that want to open the floodgates to them from the Middle East. Them that want to conquer America. Them that want to dismember the American people. 18 governors want to open the floodgates to illegal immigrants in Muslim countries. They want to open those floodgates to those people to come into America. That is the exacting of God's justice upon a wicked nation. God, forgive us in Jesus' name. The federal government never had the authority in the first place, but most people didn't know that. Because they were too busy watching the football game. It's interesting what men are studied up on. And yet they have the audacity to call themselves Christians when they can tell you every player on the football field. They can tell you every score of their favorite football teams or baseball teams. But they can't tell you or recite one word from the Word of God or the U.S. Constitution. And us upholding it to keep us free. That's called self-damnation. This is called self-demise. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hello. Hello. The Supreme Court wants you to know today that they're just going to go ahead and relinquish that authority now over to the states when they never had the right in the first place. They assumed that authority that was never given to them. But we're just going to go ahead and pretend with the people because the people are so dummied down anyways that they don't know the difference. Oh, you're going to get an education, America, and it's called in recompense. You can rest assured. Look at Manasseh. If you think for one moment God is going to overlook the 62 million babies and say, oh, that's great. Oh, praise God, my prayers were answered. Yep, and it went no further. I'm here to tell you, concerning those sort of people, I'm going to go to Proverbs 28 really quick, and I want you to listen to something carefully, because I know a lot of people don't want to hear the Word of God, but I'm going to give you the Word of God anyways, and we're going to hold to it. You know that the Bible says, even those that turn away their ear from hearing the law, that their prayers are an abomination? See, if the American people would have upheld God's law, not one baby would have been murdered. Not one. But I'm exposing what you call your Supreme Court right now. Going back to the Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, they have never been delegated. Ever. Nobody in this country ever gave the government a right to kill the baby. The people in this country never received a right from God to delegate to our representatives to kill off the children of God. Is that a better way of saying it? The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Of course, to the people. This is our government. So how is it that they got away with it for this long? Because America was entertained? While a massive genocide was taking place? You know it as population control. Wow. Wow. Don't even know what to say. Cody, Illinois, Bradley Dean, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Afternoon, Brad. Hey. Good afternoon, Bradley. It's been a while. And, you know, everybody talks about this Constitution like it's such a great document, but, you know, we don't have juries on the Supreme Court. This Roe versus Wade never would have, you know, passed if, we had juries at that time 50 years ago on the Supreme Court. And that was one of the proposals way back when, but the Federalists, of course, controlled all the media and they were able to manipulate everything to keep juries off the Supreme Court. And, you know, there's just a lot of things. We need some changes to this Constitution.
What do you propose, Cody? I got a hard break. I'm going to keep you on hold real quick.
Sure.
We'll pull you right back up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back again to the final segment, folks. Don't get too excited about what's going on. I just highlighted exactly what's going on. They're circumventing. They got the smoke and mirrors up. They're distracting you from what they're doing behind closed doors concerning your right to bear arms. They are slowly and incrementally etching away at them, and they have never been given that delegated authority by we the people to do so. So, Americans, it's either you deal with corrupt politicians or else you're going to lose your rights. There's no in-betweens. We got Cody from Illinois. Cody, let's go ahead and pick up the conversation from where we left it just a couple minutes ago before the end of last break.
Yeah, if we want to get our country, you know, on track of less corruption, some more morality, we need, you know, if this is a country by the people, we need to have, you know, juries more involved in ratifications of laws. That, you know, there's jury nullification. They hide that from the people. They won't talk about that in criminal cases. It's left up the jury to just kind of know about it and possibly do that under conscience. They don't allow most courts to instruct the juries on that. But, you know, there's some things that we could do. Ratification by, I mean, even at the county level, like you could have no state laws to pass unless the local counties also ratify. There's things that we could do to, you know, try to get to get more transparency. With, I mean, $40 billion to Ukraine? And I don't think anybody agrees with that. You know?
No, no.
And,
well, nobody agrees with the gay agenda except less than 1.7% of the population. Nobody agrees with abortion. You can see, and the only people that agree with it are those that are guilty of killing their own babies, which are far and few between. But the fact of the matter is the American people allowed this to go on, and they're allowing the little leaven to leave in the whole lump, and it's for us to put a stop to that. But if we're not going to put a stop to that, we're going to have more of this.
Absolutely. It's just how do we do it without bloodshed? That's the, you know.
Well, you know what?
That's the issue.
Here's the deal, and Thomas Jefferson talked about that. And it's interesting how many times I've said on this program, you know, we're not for a revolution, but we're in the midst of one. Regardless if we want to admit it or not, they want to show us. See, corruption wants to show us. These communists want to show us that our laws are ineffective. See, it's not the laws that are ineffective. It's the men that are ineffective. And what we need to do is we need to get rid of those corrupt individuals because we have that provision, Cody. Why do we keep talking around what's right in front of our faces? If we want to clean up this government, then it's for the people to hold them accountable, impeach them, and prosecute them, because it's not going to take very many of them before everybody gets into line.
Well, here's a couple of quick ways. Okay, so if we were to really protest at military bases, maybe we can get, before they purge the military of all these trannies, we can let the military members know, these young, you know, young uneducated guys, most of them, that the people are not for this government, because we don't want them used against the people if the militias decide to take it.
Exactly.
So that
yep.
would be one, you know, one thing that I would see. Instead of this convoy BS around D.C., surround every military base so they know the people no longer consent to this government, and then, you know, maybe there's a way to do it without too much bloodshed.
Isn't it interesting the burden of proof is on us when, in fact, the burden of proof is on the corrupt? You know, what they're doing is they act like they want people to believe that what they do is legal. But if the American people would understand that the burden of proof is on them rather than on you, then they're going to put themselves in a very uncomfortable position in having to answer for, by the way, which 99% couldn't answer. Where did you assume that authority? Where did you receive that delegated authority? Can you show us that in the U.S. Constitution? Instead of Americans getting caught up into the two-party system, which is unconstitutional, instead of American people getting caught up into some debate that the mainstream media that they say they don't believe throws out there, and we would get back to, again, the word. By the way, it was John Wycliffe that said the Bible is the government of the people, by the people, for the people, and it shall not perish from the earth. And when we read the oath, I just wanted to throw this in here, bringing about the answer, dovetailing this. The oath as stated in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution is follows: I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will do the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. It's interesting. They have to defend the Constitution, but they can't show you the constitutionality of the things that they're doing. You were just talking about Ukraine. They have no business stealing money from the taxpayers and then reallocating it to a Nazi country. They have no business doing that, but they're doing it.
It's not our responsibility. It's not our neighbor. We don't even need their agriculture supplies. So it's just a non-issue. They don't have anything that we need, and we're supposed to believe that we need to, you know, just give them money, not even a loan.
I know.
It's unbelievable. One last idea, Brad.
Can I ask you something? Because I'm not in a rush. I got you, Cody. We're good.
Okay.
Isn't it also interesting that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, they were exposed for committing the act of treason with Ukraine? And isn't it interesting, now that he's become, we all know how he got there, the President of the United States, they would have you believe, isn't it interesting, now he's stealing the money right in front of the faces of the American people and giving it to the very country that he was guilty of committing treason with. And yet, the American people don't see it.
No, they do. I talk to people, and people are, you know, they don't know what the solution is. And I think we use this as a propaganda point to really rally up the people, because, you know, somebody did the math one day. They said you could get $300,000 at 130,000 schools for security. That's how much $40 billion is. $300,000 to 130,000. It is 40,000 million. That's how much $40 billion is. It's $1 million, 1,000 times is a billion, so 40,000 million. That's how much 40 billion is.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
But another last idea, trying to figure out things that, you know, if you really had governors that were doing the right thing, and you really had some more attorney generals, governors have their National Guard under their control. Okay, well, they could work with, say, sheriffs. The sheriffs may be, if you try to do a movement, you have to have some legitimacy behind it so they don't go against you.
Yep.
If you could get several hundred sheriffs or 500, 3,000 some odd counties, there's a few that don't have them, I think, in New York or Connecticut where they stripped the sheriffs. But, you know, get 500 sheriffs, march on, I don't know. I mean,
well, that
they
was,
would lead a militia to overthrow this BS, you know.
Yeah, the militia is found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, and the militia works with good government to repeal invasion and to stop, what? Insurrection. But we're seeing the government doing and are responsible, in fact, corruption within government that are responsible for creating both of the very things that the military is supposed to stop when called upon. I wanted to say something to what you just said. What was the last point that you made, Cody?
Well, you know, the sheriffs could lead, you know.
That's it.
Nonviolent.
I'm sorry. You know. I got the thought. Yeah. Sheriff Mack had said on the show, did an event with him in South Dakota, and he said if the sheriffs would just come together, we could put a stop to all of this. So if everybody that is stating that they're doing their job, if they were really doing their job, namely the sheriffs, we could stop all of this. Who better to answer the very questions that we're asking right now than Mack? That's exactly what he was up against. And he is, to be honest with you, he's blown away that more of these sheriffs are just going along rather than willing to stand up and do the right thing. Well, if they're not doing the right thing, then we got to remove those guys. That's for the people to do. And the people in this country are so conditioned to allow someone else to do it for them. And as I've said 1,000 times, Cody, the people that are doing it for us are not the people that we want, you know, doing the things that they're doing for us because they're destroying this country.
The big thing for the people out there is a monetary system, and that's what needs to be dealt with, because when you can create money out of thin air, you can just buy whatever, you know, federal goons that you want to buy for the most part, I mean, within some reason. That's why we're seeing so much inflation. That's why, you know, you see these arrogant FBI people, because they're paid ungodly amounts of money and have huge retirements.
Yeah.
And they do things that they shouldn't be doing. And,
yeah.
And yeah, so, that is really the crux of it. I don't know if you've ever heard of a guy, there's a policy wonk out there, Dean Clancy, and I had an email exchange with him, and he said, the Federal Reserve is supposed to keep, inflation leveled out to keep employment, keep 100% employment, I think. Something like that. There's something the way that Federal Reserve law was enacted, and he said, they're not doing it. He said, if I had the money, I would sue them with you. Because I was talking about just trying to get a lawsuit going to make a point. You'd probably get it thrown out. Judges would be scared, you know, whatever. But
I got to get going here, Cody. I got less than a minute here. Thank you, bro. Yeah, appreciate it. By the way, speaking of the Federal Reserve, notice when that was passed concerning the Federal Reserve, our forefathers didn't establish it. Nope. The Federal Reserve was created on December 23rd. Well, everybody was on Christmas break, friends. That's what you're dealing with. Wanted to highlight this, too, if you're on social media platforms. Did you see this hidden camera here catching the GOP congressman trying to dupe his constituents? Folks, if you're going to let yourself be duped by ill-designing men, then you deserve exactly what you get. I want to tell you about what's going on today in ending. Folks, they never had the right, and don't get excited too quick, because you can rest assured there's more to come concerning the truth of the matter. To consider the judges are the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions is a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy, President Thomas Jefferson.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.